In my reading this week, I was in 2 Chronicles. It's one of those books that you really look forward to reading. It's like, oh yeah, this is going to be great, right? It is great. And so you've got kings that didn't follow the Lord and what happened, and then you have the kings that did follow the Lord. And 2 Chronicles 20, you get to Jehoshaphat, and says he tried to clean the land of idolatry, tried to turn people's hearts back toward following the Lord. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and it says, so he did all these reforms, he pointed people back toward the true God. And then it says, after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, and with them some of the Maonites, came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Gedi. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid. And you look at that and say, okay, well, wait a minute. So chapter 19, he's doing all these things right. He's seeking the Lord. He's turning people back toward the Lord. And after this, a big army comes against him. It's like, but I thought I was doing what's right, and now bad things happen. That's how it goes often. But I love this. It says he was afraid. Doesn't deny it, doesn't pretend, it's real. It's like, okay, there's a huge army camped against me, they're invading, I'm in trouble. And he's afraid. But look what he does. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. He knew where to turn when he was in trouble. He turned to the right place. He set his face to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. So not only did he personally seek the Lord, but he said, we as a community are in trouble. And this is where we need to seek the Lord. So he encouraged the people to also seek help from where help comes. From the Lord. It records his prayer, his cry out to the Lord for help. And at the end of that prayer, he says this, calling out to the Lord, publicly leading the congregation in prayer, and he says, O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. I love that. Now recognize, this is the political leader, this is the king. This is the military leader. This is the top guy in the country, and they're under attack, and he's publicly in front of his citizens, whom it's his obligation to protect, he's saying to the Lord, we do not know what to do. We are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. But our eyes are on you. But our eyes are on you. The Lord, down in verse 15, spoke through one of his prophets, and he said this, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Battle's not yours. It's God's. The Lord instructs them what to do, and then he says, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. He says, the battle is not yours, but God's. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Have you ever experienced the mountain of your sin that seems as if it were standing against you as a great horde about to overwhelm you, about to attack? If I begin to just count, how often do I sin against the Lord? How often do I ignore Him? How often do I fail to do what He's calling me to do? In a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, in the years of my life accumulated, this great horde of sin that is about to crush me because I'm a sinner in the sight of God. I don't do what is right. I often do what is wrong. We're powerless against that. That's our great enemy, our own wrongdoings. We are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And the Lord says to us, do not be afraid. It's not your battle. I will fight that battle. That's what the cross was all about. Jesus came to fight that battle, to take on that great mountain of sin that stood against me, my record of debt that stood looming over me to condemn me. Jesus says, "That's you stand by and watch. I will fight this battle for you. I will take that upon myself and I'll pay the price in full." That's what we celebrate. That's why we worship. I'm going to invite the men to come. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken. We have juice that reminds us of His blood poured out for our sins, to wash us clean, to forgive us our debt, to cancel the record of debt that stood against us, nailing it to His cross. We're going to give thanks. We're going to serve you. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to take, hold on to that, and we'll remember together what Jesus did for us. How He fought that battle. And there's nothing we can do. We're powerless. It's all Him. It's got to be all Him. We don't contribute any of our righteousness. It is Him. It is Him alone. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank You. Thank You for recognizing our need, our desperate situation. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for letting us recognize our desperate need. So often we are blind and we think we are okay. Lord, if anyone here is in that situation, Spirit, open their eyes to see the mountain of debt that stands against, ready to condemn them for an eternity apart from You. And Lord, as we see that, we recognize we are powerless to do anything to save ourselves. Thank You for sending the only one who could, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, to become a human, to die in our place, to pay our price, to cancel, to annihilate that record of debt, that enemy that stood ready to condemn us. Thank You, Jesus, for fighting our battle. And we stand by as spectators, of the battlefield and we look at the cross and we say, thank you for winning. Thank you for conquering our enemy. And thank you for giving us the gift of forgiveness, of eternal life, of joy in your presence. Thank you for pouring out your blood on the battlefield in our place, absorbing in yourself the wrath of a good God, a holy God, against our offenses, an enemy that we created. Thank you that in you we have life. We have rescue, deliverance. Thank you that in you there is salvation. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of the great price you paid to rescue us from the enormous debt of our sin. Help us now to worship you and remember in Jesus' name. Stand firm, hold fast, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Father, thank you. Thank you that there's nothing we can do. We are powerless, and you sent your only Son, Jesus, to fight that battle, to conquer our sin, and to set us free from our greatest enemy. Thank you for forgiveness of all our sins through the blood of Jesus. Thank you for rescue and redemption and reconciliation, all the treasures that we enjoy as believers. We're just depending on the work of another, trusting, leaning completely into Jesus as our only hope. We want to worship you this morning. We want to remember together what it cost. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink. Drink.